More than 70 members of the American Coalition for Ethanol took their message to Capitol Hill this week, meeting with lawmakers, administration officials, and top staff members as part of the group's Biofuels Beltway March annual fly-in. The primary focus of the meetings was the renewable fuel standard, and ACE President Ron Alverson of Dakota Ethanol was pleased with how their message was received.
It was really a stark contrast to, say, the last two or three or four years that we've been out here doing our advocacy work, in that these folks really know they are RFS now. For instance, we visited a couple senators that were from, one from Arkansas and one from Delaware, and they had a lot of constituents in those states that had a big concern about feed costs for their poultry producers. So, you know, I think we came to an understanding in those offices that, yeah, we've got a few differences, but we got some things that are common, too. One of them is energy security, and the other one is the low-cost fuel that we produce with ethanol. I think it was really constructive conversations that we had.
Iowa cattle producer and ethanol advocate Bill Kauser had the opportunity to sit down with Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy to talk about the RFS and other issues.
And I took the cattle industry, the livestock industry, and the ethanol industry, and we sat down to the table as one. And it's a really great feeling to be able to come out of there after visiting with the administrator and some of her staff there, the positive things that came out of that meeting. Basically, asking questions of each other and how can we help each other? How can we be stewards, better stewards, and how can we convey these messages out to the country and get them out to our people? So we came away from there with a very positive message. You know, there's going to be things in the future that we don't like, but I think when we got done talking, the impression we got from Gina was she's there to work with us too.
Kauser is co-chairman of the Iowa-based America's Renewable Future, which is an effort to educate potential presidential candidates about the renewable fuel standard. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.